Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, we are now live on blogtalkradio.com, and we are the Middleman, and I am your host, Alan, along with...
This is Kevin. What's happening, baby?
What's going
this
on?
This is Jennifer. See
y'all
not late
how
today.
See y'all, I'm about to catch that sign early again. 3 weeks in a row, baby. Don't break your streak.
And then I want to talk to y'all about this Middleman thing. Like, we have to say the Middleman and the Middlewoman. Y'all, I feel left out. I feel kind of bad.
Hey, man, for right now, your name is Tito, or Toto.
Well, I'm going to give you, as far as English grammar, correct grammar, plural, including men and women, you would say men anyway.
Oh, goodness.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Hey, you know. I didn't make the rules now. I didn't make the rules.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't make the rules.
Can you say?
That's what makes you happy, middle woman.
Well, whatever.
Wow.
So let's get it started.
Wow. Okay. What's up, babe? What's going down? Hey, dude.
Well.
Yeah. Go ahead, man. I'm happy.
Okay, well, you know, I mean, I just want to give a shout out to the New Orleans Saints for their comeback.
No. Bag it up.
I really wanted the Redskins to win.
No.
But hey.
No. Back that up. You're supposed to be giving congratulations to the Miami Dolphins player.
I saw that. I wasn't expecting y'all to win either.
I have a football thing to say this week, y'all.
Really?
Can I give a congratulations to my alma mater, Gainesville High School, which will be playing in the Dome, the Georgia Dome, for the state championship.
Oh,
Big Red.
Pretty good. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Georgia's a football state. They made it to the Dome. They doing pretty good. I got to give it up to them.
They're doing good. You
got to
go see Brittany. She's in the band. My little sister. She's going to be in the Dome.
In the band. I see on TV. What's up, Al, man? What's good? What we talking about today, man?
Well, today, people, we are talking about the selfishness in relationships. Are you selfish towards your partner? If you feel like you don't have to change yourself in a relationship, is that what you would call selfish? And what is too much control in a relationship? I know we definitely don't have to touch on that. And is my money your money? Or is your money my money? And should you have to compromise your life or your partner's life in a relationship such as cooking, certain foods you eat, cook, go out to eat with, having or not having kids? You know, a lot of other things could be thrown in at there as well. Also, is spending too much time with your friends instead of your partner being selfish?
We ain't going to be some mad women out there today.
Oh, yes. We definitely want y'all to comment today and maybe have any rebuttals, anything which we say. Please press that one on your phone, or if you're on the message board, place your messages up there and we'll definitely get to you.
No, definitely. I want to start it off, not even to the point where we're going to, you know, skip a song or whatnot, but I want to give a shout-out to President Obama for not being selfish. He could have been like, no, I ain't sending nobody over there. We ain't doing it. I know everybody don't want him to send any more troops over there, but, hey, man, these people have to, you know, be able to survive, have a job, you know, stuff like that, you know.
Right. Up there.
And also, I want to give a shout out for him for not being a punk. You know, he got so many people. Yeah, and they, you know, like what Maxine, even Maxine Waters was on the television giving him flack about you know, even going over there and not pulling out of the war. We have to trust. He's our leader. He knows things that we don't know. So,
hey, but you
know
what?
Let's just trust him.
I mean, you know, it all goes back to people and their constituents and people. You know, it's just crazy. You know, it's real crazy. I mean, you got people, you got people over there, you know, putting their lives out there. And, you know, you got people over here in their constituents where they want to be like, well, I'm going to hold it down for my constituents instead of just letting it, you know, let it be what it is for the moment.
Yep.
Yeah,
you
know, that's it. Yeah. And that's it, so. And also, you know, I'm tired of Tiger Woods, so the media, please stop talking about Tiger Woods, because who cares?
No, I don't like Tiger Woods because Tiger Woods has been very shady to our community, and so now he's about to see how they're about to turn on him. They're about to turn on Tiger Woods, and this is what Tiger Woods gets. So, and then Tiger Woods gets paid a whole lot of money to be in the public eye, a lot of money, millions and millions of dollars, so we can be all up in his business. So, media, keep doing what you're doing and keep
fucking Tiger.
Y'all need to get
Tiger
up off Tiger, man. It ain't cool.
No,
regardless of what y'all
want
to say, even though that man say he multicultural, multiracial, and all that stuff, that ain't got nothing. That ain't,
Tiger.
I mean, you know, real talk, though. That ain't got nothing to do with me. That ain't got nothing to do with you. That's between him, his wife, and God. That's it. Everybody else ain't got nothing to do with it. My coworker will sit up there and tell me, well, if you go watch his game or buy one of his video games, you have the right to be in his life. Man, no, that's stupid. That's a stupid comment for anybody to think or say. I don't owe Tiger Woods nothing. Tiger Woods don't owe me nothing. Only thing I owe this man is the same respect that he need to give me if he ever met me. I don't want to deal with this man. Life, wife, or nothing. That's between him, them other women, and God, and his wife.
Well, he gets paid to be, you know, a good public. You know, he's one of the
good
people.
That ain't got nothing to do with it. Ain't nobody perfect. I don't care if that man set up there and got down with a whole platoon of women. They ain't got nothing to do with us. Nothing.
He's
a public figure, whatever.
His wife and his family.
Tiger him and his wife, man.
He embarrassed his wife and his family like
that. Yeah,
his.
And you know what? You know what? If he fell on his face in public, he still would be embarrassed, wouldn't he? But it ain't got nothing to do with me, or you will just laugh and keep it moving.
Oh, Lord. Anyway.
For real. What's up, Al, man? I'm just saying, though, son. What you think?
Look, man, I'm going to tell you like what Bill Maher said. I think I told you this comment earlier. Bill Maher made a comment. If Tiger Woods would have had a black woman, the golf club would have been in his ASS instead of in his windshield. That's all I got to say.
See, now you're going to have all these black women on here angry, mad at you, talking about
they
angry.
So they ain't. They're going to be on my side today because
the real,
they 100%
the
agree with me and Bill Maher.
Well,
with that comment.
Whatever, man.
No, a black woman is going to keep it pushing because you could go on, Tiger, because I got, how many kids does she have?
Two little alien head little children.
Oh, boy, she don't have to worry about nothing. She can keep it moving. She's going to get a check regardless. So a black woman, we're going to bust your windshield out. We're going to hit you in the head with that golf club.
No.
We're going to collect on our check.
All right, calm down, Pim. Angry black woman, calm down. Hey, I'll let them know we're talking about they just joining in.
If you are just joining in to the middleman of the show today, we are talking about being selfish in a relationship. Are you selfish towards your partner? What are some of the things in which you all are being selfish with? And be honest with us. We definitely want to know. You know, we may can help you with that. I don't know. But if you feel like you do not have to change yourself in a relationship, express that too. Is that being selfish? Or is my money considered your money? And is your money my money? That's a big issue right there too. And should you have to compromise your likes and dislikes for your partner's likes and dislikes, such as food, cooking, cooking times, going out to eat, going to certain places, having kids, et cetera. You know, we're going to get into a wide range of things. And also, there's also spending too much time with your friends instead of your loved ones.
No, it's going to be some angry ones about that.
Most definitely.
Hey,
most
man.
Definitely.
We're going to hit them with this classic record first off. It's by my man, the great late. I know Al ain't said in a long time. The great late Always killing everybody before they time. But we got Tupac tonight,
hey,
y'all.
Man, come on now.
Run the streets, baby.
Now.
Tupac Shakur. Y'all check it out, Middleman, Blog Talk Radio.
Right. You can
run the streets, hey, yo, with Stewart. Your thugs.
Honestly,
I'll be waiting for you.
I think I can fuck with a motherfucker like you.
You get
see, I don't like how I'm gonna be all on you and shit, all up under me, telling me where I can go and can she go with me, when I'm coming home and all that old crazy shit. Type of life I'm in.
Now peep it, here go the secret on how to keep the player. Some love making and home cooking, I'll see you later. It don't take a lot to keep a nigga hard. Must be a lady in the life, a real freaky in the dark. Plus I got some enemies, baby, hold my pistol. And wrap your arms around a nigga every time I kiss you. Can you visualize a picture of me and you in ecstasy? Don't be upset, it's good sex when you next to me. Do you wanna test me? Put your side head on my chest. A thug nigga's in the house, now you can rest. I bet you never screamed the nigga's whole name out and felt the pleasure and the pain by the very taste out your mouth. You can call me when you need me. 1-800-SKY-PAGE when you wanna see me. Cause I could be your man and baby you can be my lady. But you gotta give a nigga space or you drive me crazy. Run the streets.
You can run the streets with your
body. Yo, gotta run the streets, you know. I ain't no clean up woman type hoe.
You
know. Now me and you was cool, but I ain't the one to play the fool. Can't make no money in bed, so ain't no future fucking you. I ain't the bitch to love ya. Can't do a damn thing for you if you ain't about money. 9 out of 10, I'll ignore you. It's a man's world. But real women make the shit go round. Disrespect and I clown. The type of bitch you throw down. Throw up the block, cause nothing stops my chip. I boss play you with this. Just wish you lame tricks. Holla if you understand my plan, lady. Look, having babies by them shady ass niggas. Swearing he can save me. My strategy's official. Check in your pockets while a tongue kiss you. Softest tissue, so my next issue was hot to dish. They call me soon from the day I was born. I've been known to break the code as motherfuckers until it's heart warm. I ain't never been the type to wait at home alone. Just cause we grown don't mean you own, and nigga, I'm grown.
Yeah, nigga. Let a nigga hang out with the homies, you know, baby. Hey, a nigga that hang out more will come home and love you better. You feel me, sweetheart? Let that nigga be free. Don't have that nigga all up on you. Let him run with his niggas. Let a nigga run the streets, boo. Let him run the streets.
I'd rather run the streets to make some air and to put the game down tight. But this game is to get it right. It might be a plan that I'm choosing. Don't get it confused because I'm known for showing examples how I do it. Thinking I'm new to this because I'm younger. Why only leave you suspicious and a wonder? And at the end, I make a come up. Nigga was raised up off MOB. Fatty over something that's telling me don't run the streets.
So tell me, am I wrong for trying to communicate to a song? I'm burly in the moment.
That was, I guess, KZ was. Want me to say this now? The late great Tupac Shakur, Run the Streets,
hey,
classic hit. So,
I'm just saying, man. You know, you just killed everybody a couple of shows ago. Everybody was
Come on, great.
The late great Boys and Men. God, it's killing people.
Yeah, late great. Come on, man.
God.
Where's Storm? I love Storm. Y'all remember Storm?
Yeah, she is actually the late great Storm.
That's not dead.
Career is.
She was right. All right, sir. Good job.
What's up, man? Let's put them up on what we got going before we run up out of time today. Let's get to it.
All right. So today, people, we are talking about selfishness in a relationship. So we're going to get in real deep with this. Also, do you feel like you do not have to change yourself in your relationship? Is that being selfish? What is too much control in a relationship? You know, that's a big question right there. And it's also your money, my money, or should your money be my money? Is that being selfish as well, too? Hold up, Jen. And should you have to compromise your life or this life or your partner's life and this life in a relationship? And also, is spending too much time with your friends instead of your loved one being selfish? We're going to get into it real deep today. And I know Jen has
Yeah.
We're going to give her the benefit of the doubt today,
Hey, man, let's go hard. Let's go hard real fast. I'm gonna put it to you like this. When you first start dating somebody and they don't show you the true them, and then when you finally start dating them and y'all, you know, connect like that, and all of a sudden you see them, that's weak. And a lot of women do that. I don't know why. You know what I'm saying? Just like, imagine if you had somebody come live with you and you got your own spot. And you go to their house always clean, but they come live with you, they nasty. That's selfish.
That's very selfish.
Very. I don't know why some women do that, man.
I don't believe in that either. I believe on showing your true face. Like, I try to show them and be very clear that I'm me. I'm this, Jennifer. You know, take it or leave it. It's certain things that I'm not gonna change about myself.
Take it or leave it. That's why people end up being single.
No. That's why you need to compromise yourself and don't be with me if you don't like certain things about me. Like if you don't like certain things about me.
Let's see what our callers got to say. We just got somebody want to go ahead and get in this conversation.
Okay. Let me take that first caller right here. You're live on the Middleman Show.
You know, the show don't even get 5 minutes in and Jen makes a platinum digging statement.
There you go, man.
Can't even get 5 minutes in the show and she got to come out with, see how many kids Tiger Woods got? Black woman, we going to get that check anyway. Platinum digging statement. Right off the rip.
Come on now.
Good Lord. You want to talk about selfishness? You any relationship, Jen, your money is Jen's money. You have no money. It's all Jen's money. It just come right off the rip with it.
Well, I mean, what about yourself, man? What about yourself?
What about myself?
What about yourself, man? Do people have to take you for who you are, too?
Damn real.
You a selfish person.
Yes,
too.
The difference is, I'm willing to say that I'm selfish, you know, because I will accept you for who you are. You need to accept me for who I am. I don't ever ask anyone to change for me. You know what I'm saying?
For real?
I might ask you to change for the betterment of society.
What if they nasty? They all up in your house.
Oh, they got to
go. Or when you go out, look, check this out now. You go out on a date, they don't drink, they don't smoke. Then like 5 days in, them jokers smoking weed, blowing dro, just, you know what I'm saying, turning back that Cavassier and all that. What you say about that?
They got to go. Because
you have a liar, not a selfish person in that situation.
And
you have a liar.
Like I said, you got to look at it like me. I don't drink, I don't smoke. I don't have any of those type of vices.
Right.
So I don't want any of those type of people around me with those vices. I don't mind if you drink, but if you are an alcoholic drinker, in other words, a person that got to have a glass of wine every day, you're an alcoholic. I don't give a damn what you say. Oh, it's just with this. If you got to drink a glass of wine or drink a beer or something every day, you're an alcoholic.
Some people just don't want to change who they are when they get into a relationship. And Bug Boy, fan number one, stay on the line. We're going to go ahead and get this next caller right quick. Stay on the line with us.
All right. Next caller. Live in the middle here.
Yes, sir.
Who is this?
This is Nick.
Wow.
Man, you know what? You selfish. Because you don't call us.
Right.
Selfish. Then on top of that, tell me your sale number so I can see you some cigarettes.
Dang. Actually, I'm a little under the weather. I don't know if you can tell or not, but I'm a little
under
the weather.
Hey, we can hear you now. Okay. All right.
But, Jen.
I thought you got locked up.
Jen, baby girl. Take me as I am. Wasn't you the same one that said hide your crazy?
Ooh, good
wow.
Jen.
Wow.
Jen, what you going to say about that?
Okay.
Hold on, y'all. For all our listeners just tuning in, he's referring to Jen's List Part 1. You can go back to blogtalkradio.com and check that out. But basically, the Jen's List, Jen has one of the comments that one of the ladies put in for that list was, hide your crazy to get into that relationship with that man. So now Nick just throwing it back in your face with gasoline. What you got to say about that, girl?
Okay, that's part of who I am. I'm not going to, like, until you give me good reason show my crazy. You know, I'm not just gonna be crazy for nothing.
Yeah. But what if you already crazy? You crazy. Ain't nobody got nothing to do with that. You crazy.
I'm not crazy.
I ain't calling you crazy, but I'm saying there's some crazy women out here.
It is, but let me tell you like this. Look, like that's part of me. Like if you can't, you know, take that sometimes I am a little crazy. Sometimes I am a little, you know, this is me. And I'm sure many women feel like that. If you don't like it, keep it moving. What did Jeezy, what did Gucci say, you know, one every 15, one's coming?
That's equivalent to listening to retarded right people.
Right. Come on now.
Just leave it alone.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Yeah.
Now let's get on to like the next part of the question. You know, what is too much control in a relationship as far as dealing with the selfishness?
I don't know what it is, y'all. But black women
this.
Now, hold on. See, there you go. But black women now, and not all black women, you can't ask them simple questions. You're like, where you going? Who you asking? You don't run me. You don't tell me nothing. You don't tell me what to do. What is wrong with y'all nowadays?
No, I think I reciprocate, like, what you put out there. If you, you know, expect, you know, to be, you know, expect a gadget in my life, then, you know, you have to come up with the good too.
Hold on.
Did I even say expect a gadget?
Hold on.
I have another question.
Hold on,
Dan. Go ahead.
Expect the gadget. Women are the most detective. I can't even use that word as an adjective right now, but they are the most detective, whatever, people on earth. Y'all will look through everything, text messages,
mm-hmm.
Facebook pages,
mm-hmm.
Emails. Y'all call my best friend to see what, you know what I'm saying, where I'm at to see if he ain't going to vouch for me or something like that. Come on, man.
We might be selfish, but a lot of men are liars. So, you know, hey, what can you say?
A liar is a liar, and a liar is a liar.
Control.
You can't do that right there, Jen.
Back to the control issue. Mm-hmm. I have friends, and I have had guys, you know, I've seen where, you know, guys try to control the woman's hair, you know, like how she wears her hair. They try to control, you know, what she wears. They kind of control, like, what type of friends she has. Like, for instance, like, someone that, you know, I was dating says to me, I can't have a certain type of friend.
Don't say it. Put it out there.
Okay.
I'm about to say it. We've had this conversation before. The guy I was dating says to me, you can't have your gay friends over.
And I agree.
My friends. No, they're my friends. You don't tell me what kind of friends I can have. They're my friends.
I agree.
If you don't like my friends, then you can go.
Check this out now. What if he had some stripper friends? Would you want them all over your house all the time?
Yep, they can come.
I don't feel
intimidated. They can come.
Oh, Lord. It ain't the fact that he felt intimidated about it. That man don't want to be around no gay man all the time. What gay man want? I mean, what straight man want to be around a gay man in his house like that?
That's my friends, and if you should respect that. That's too much control. You don't control who I'm friends with.
It's my house, though. It's a man's world.
Let's hit the collar and see what a collar thinks. Does one of these callers have a comment on that?
I do. We already got one on here. Go ahead, Nick.
Go ahead.
We have a comment on that, Jen. When it comes down to it, I'll tell you like this. In a relationship, I don't want anybody that I'm with to be around negative people. That's the first thing. And I think that she should want to be
negative. Why is being gay being negative?
I'm not saying being gay is being negative. I'm speaking in general terms.
I am.
I'm just saying in terms of saying that you should be around certain friends. Yeah, it's certain people, if they always bring negative energy every time they're around, I don't want to be with you around because that passes off to the next person.
Mm-hmm.
Now, on the gay issue, I'm going to say it like this. Don't come up in my house. Right?
Amen.
Don't come up in my house. I'm going out there and get your toes done. You can sit there and talk about Sex and the City and everything else that's going on Gen Network and all that, but just don't come to my house with it. Just like I won't bring my stripper. Yeah,
right.
I won't break. You know, it's
right.
But once again, that's just like going back to what you one of those take me as I am kind of thing. That's just one of those things. I don't feel necessarily that I should have someone who is homosexual in my house. That's all it is to it.
Is this like the book on? Is this like a pamphlet that you all pass out? I mean, that's crazy.
You know what? I want to hear from some of Jen's friends. If you want a Jen's friend and you on the line and you agree with Jen as far as letting gay people come up in your happy home and try to be all cool and sitting on your couch and stuff, don't know if he's plotting on your man, press that number one. Either get on our web chat and voice your opinion.
Atlanta, Georgia.
Wow.
Voice your opinion. We want to hear this.
All right. let's move on to the next question, please. Okay. This is a big issue. Another big issue involved in relationships is your money, my money, and is my money, your money. Now, I know as far as with our married couples, you know, that may can become an issue as far as, you know, the money issue.
Yeah.
Because as we saw what happened to Tiger Woods, I mean, you know, that ain't nothing out of his, you know, bank account, you know, as far as his wife taking money from him. But as far as in a relationship, you can see where, I mean, hey, part of his money is her money.
I have a quick comment. I have a quick comment. And this is how I feel about it. If a person's have that amount of money, if you were with me when I was struggling, you was with me when I was just coming up, you helped guide my career, and you helped make me who I am, then yeah, you can get everything you want. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
But when you come in after the fact of me doing everything I've done, I done put in the blood, sweat, and the tears, and you come in and say, well, hey, I won't have your money. Hell no. You ain't getting nothing. You ain't getting nothing. But if we sitting up there and we struggling together, eat ramen noodles, yeah, you can get whatever it is out there. It's your money,
that's
too.
That's right. I agree with that.
I think a lot of people don't look at it like that. You know, but a lot of people like some... And you tell me if I'm wrong. I want all our female callers to let me know if I'm wrong. But why do your mamas always tell you, don't tell a man what you got?
Because men are liars and they're selfish and they will use you. That's why. And so you protect yourself. Like your mama always tell you, when your man give you money, put $5 back, put $20 back. Have you a stash, a savings. It's very good to take heed to that advice, because when they leave you high and dry, you won't be at a total loss.
Well, if you
okay, so what's up with the I'm independent, I can take care of myself, I got my own job, degree, situation right there.
But let me, I have said this before. If I make an investment in you, if I invest in you and you renege on my investment and I come out at a total zero loss, that's not acceptable. I cannot, when you take a man, when you have a man, you invest in that person. And for you to renege on my investment, that's not fair, and I'm not going to have it.
Hey, how about this? Nick, we appreciate you. Stay on the line, Nick.
Okay.
All right, we finna unleash somebody right quick, and I know they got something to say.
Oh,
call
Lord.
Her. Go ahead.
Thank you. I've been chomping at the bits over here.
No, it's...
Standing her... Oh, my God. Her investment in you. Let's make an establishment.
You got two minutes.
Let's establish something real quick.
Yeah.
We already know that, one, Jen has no money because she had to borrow money from her mama when they hit her account.
That's not true.
That's an establishment. Why didn't you go to a backup bank account?
Because maybe I only have one bank account. Maybe
so
I'm
that
not
meant
a
you told, and you had to borrow money from your. That means you have no money if
still,
you only have one
I
bank
still
account.
I still have a house. I still have a car. I still have a house. I still have clothes.
You can say you have all those things, but when you needed cash money, you didn't have any.
Okay, now what's the business?
If I was an old person like you, maybe I would have time to establish that kind of collateral.
You but
wait a
minute, you're already
putting
in your platinum digging ways. You're supposed to already
be holding back money. Hold up.
You already said with that man you're gonna hold back money, right? If he give you 20, hold back 5. Where was that five, Jen? So you have no money. Secondly.
No, that's not.
Hold on,
Jen.
Let's make him make his point.
Secondly, she claims she has a car, but she had a car problem a couple of weeks ago that she couldn't get it fixed or couldn't buy a new car. So she doesn't have a good car at the best.
Maybe I make sound, smart decisions because I don't depend on men because they're liars and cheaters.
But the thing of it is, any man that you get with, you trying to get into his pockets, then you don't even keep the money.
For character purposes, Jen's not a gold digger. This girl worked hard, 4-5 jobs, volunteer, all different types of situations.
And don't save money, apparently.
No. She good. Believe me.
No, I'm good.
Okay,
I'm going
to say
again.
Nah, it's just the fact of her.
My question's going to go back to when she needed money, where did she run to?
But, I mean, you got to think about it, too. I mean, you, on the previous show, you know, you said you got two accounts. Not everybody
got
two accounts. Well, I'm just saying, not everybody do the two account thing. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah,
some
okay.
people keep it one. You know what I'm saying?
And
they don't want to be bothered.
Put it away. I keep, like I said,
I
keep two accounts.
Me?
Put it away. I keep, like I said, I keep more. I keep more than two accounts. I keep cash on my person. I keep cash in secret places.
Why do you keep that? Do you have a girlfriend that you spend that money on, or do you just spend it on yourself because you're selfish?
I spend money on things that need to be spent on.
Answer the question, man.
Very simple.
You
I
have
spend
a woman?
Money. Yes, I do. But now, I spent
so,
that. She,
do you spend
and,
money on her?
So what
do you
now?
Spend money on her? Do you spend money on her?
Yes, I spend money on her. But she
and
also...
therefore, please believe, she puts back money. Even
and
if,
that's
if,
fine.
If it's
that,
some kind
and,
of way.
And that's fine. And she also puts money back to me. So that's bottom line.
All right. That's it.
But the bottom
that's
line
it.
Is...
Hold up. We're going to get into our second song right here. We gonna get into our second song. We gonna let y'all continue this on in a second.
Can I say one thing, Kevin, before you go to that song, please?
Huh?
Can I say one thing before you go to that song, please?
Run it.
If Jen has any female friends, please come on the line because she gets beat up.
I'm trying to get them on the line right now.
And then we're gonna and then remember, come on, please.
So please move out.
So if there's any female listeners that are friends with Jen, please come on the line, please.
Second song of the day, Black People. Black people, let's have love. It's B.O.B.
Beautiful girl,
all over the world.
I could be chasing, but my time would be wasted. They got nothing on you, baby.
Nothing on you, baby. I know you feel where I'm coming from. Regardless of the things in my past that I've done. Most of it really was for the hell of the fun. On a carousel, so around I spun. With no direction, just trying to get some. Trying to chase skirts, living in the summer sun. And so I lost more than I had ever won. And honestly, I ended up with none.
So much nonsense is on my conscience. I'm thinking maybe I should get it out. And I don't want to sound redundant. But I was wondering if there was something that you want to know. But never mind that, we should let it go.
We let it go.
We don't want to be a TV episode. And all the bad thoughts, just let it go.
Now think about it.
I've been to London, I've been to Paris, even way out there in Tokyo. Back home down in Georgia, to New Orleans, but you always did the show. And just like that, girl, you got me thrown. Like a Nintendo 64. If you never knew, well, now you know. No.
Beautiful
girls all over the world. I could be chasing, but my time would be wasted. They got nothing.
You make me wanna sing. Whether a bus or a plane, or a car or a train, no other girls on my brain, and you the one to blame.
And that was B.O.B. Bob featuring Bruno, Nothing on You. Good track, man. Good track.
Yeah, good man. Track. We need to be all uplifted for a second after all that doggone fussing and carrying on.
Right, it's a little animosity going on between them, so I don't know what's going on. But we don't settle it today. So, but if you're now just tuning in to the Middleman Show, today we are talking about selfishness in a relationship. I am me. I'm all about me. I'm all about getting my half and your half too. So in the first segment, we did discuss what are some reasons why people are selfish. So you have to change yourself as far as in a relationship to make it equal. And is too much control in a relationship being selfish? And is my money your money, or is your money my money? So we're going to get into the next half of the show as well. We're going to talk about, should you have to compromise your like or dislike for your partner to keep your partner in the relationship, such as picking certain clothes, certain way you look, having kids or not having kids, you know, anything. It's a wide range of things in which we have to compromise in a relationship. So we're going to get into that. If you do have a comment, please press 1. And I see we have some people who have been waiting to comment on the line. We're going to get to you right now. You're live on the Middleman Show. Hello. What's going on, Charlie?
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, man, what's going on, bro? I've been listening to this boy, this was, but
kind of heated.
Then I got to, then today, I normally don't address you, but I got to address you today, Jen.
Okay. Don't be too hard on me, Charlie.
I'm not going to be too hard on you, but I just think that when you plan this relationship, sometimes it's pretty invested.
Hey, Charlie, we can't understand you because you're.
Two-way investment.
Okay, yeah, that's right. Two-way investment.
Investment. The way you present the argument, it was like the woman makes all the investment.
Right.
Two-way investment, mm-hmm. Whether it's financial, emotional, etc. So, I mean, the stuff that you're saying about women holding back a little money, my mother said that to the young women. It's traditional stuff that women do. But at the same time, do recognize that when a real man enters into a relationship, he invests just as much as you do. In some cases, more. In some cases, less. But it is a two-way investment. That's all I had to say to you about that, Jen.
Okay. I agree. Let me tell you this, Charlie. Let me say this. I have met a lot of frogs, and the list of good men are very few, and so that's why I feel like until I know who you are, I see you like that.
Well, hey, we appreciate
all right. Well, I mean that's point taken. But you got to also do this now. You got to remember now, don't let your past hinder you from meeting Mr. Right.
Mr. Right. That's right. That's right.
Only one Mr. Right.
Well, hey, Charlie, we're going to get into this next caller right quick. We're going to go ahead and take them. You stay on the line with us, okay?
All right.
Go ahead, Al.
All right. Getting out live on the Middleman Show.
Caller 917.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, Marvin?
Hey, how you doing? I'm sorry. I wasn't sure if you were talking to me or not. How is everyone?
We cool.
I'm just tuning in to the show. So I caught the tail end of discussion that Jen was having with the gentleman earlier.
Yes.
And,
Bud Boy fan number one, whatever he called himself. Mad man.
Getting to your topic, I have to touch on what I speak about on my show on Thursday.
Okay.
So sometimes selfishness comes into play when you're not willing to compromise. Wanting to compromise is a form of selfishness. And as I said before, if you don't want to compromise, relationship is going to fail.
True.
That is part of selfishness. I'm going to do what I want to do regardless.
Right. So, what do you think about people that are uncompromisable? I mean, they don't want to compromise at all. They just... It's my way or the highway. Do they tend to be more single, or I mean, do they tend to be single more often than other people, or are they either the ones that get the men or the women or whatnot?
That would be the ones that get them.
No, it's funny you say that because
Marva, check your connect. You kind of breaking in and out on us right now.
Hello?
Is it better?
No.
Sir?
We're going to have to go talk to Verizon real quick. They map looking kind of funny.
How is this better now?
Yeah, that's wonderful.
Okay. Sorry about that. To be honest with you, I do know some very selfish people, some women in particular, mm-hmm. and they have, in my opinion, some of the best men in the world. And I'm like, how and why? And my mother told me, obviously, opposite attract.
Right.
I mean, I don't understand it, but it does happen that way sometimes.
I mean, what do you think? How should a person realize that they're dealing with a selfish person? I mean, what is a selfish person in your opinion as far as in a relationship?
I will say this, from a parent's point of view,
mm-hmm.
if you are in a relationship with someone and you know they have children,
right,
and you are not willing to understand when be all, you know, ready to go out or what have you, and
right.
something happens, say, with that child, and you're like, but no, we were supposed to go out.
Right.
And I've known situations like that. To me, that's when you're not willing to compromise. That's when the selfishness comes in. Or even little things, like, say, if you just want to go to place A, because that's where you've always been wanting to go.
Right.
But he's like, okay, well, let's try place B. No, because this is my spot. This is where I go. This is what we're gonna do.
Yeah,
I mean, just little things like that. You know, it's stupid, but there are people that do that.
Right.
And
I have a good question right here.
Yeah.
I have a good question right here for anybody out there who are listening. You know, this is concerning children. What if you get with someone? You know, you date them for a while. Next thing you know, you're married, but
mm-hmm.
you find out in that marriage that they don't want to have kids.
Mm-hmm.
How selfish is that? I mean, you know, how do you all feel about that particular instance as far as maybe either the guy doesn't want to have kids or maybe the girl doesn't want to have kids? Or maybe if you marry a lady or a guy who has multiple children already.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is that being selfish on the part of the partner? Because maybe the partner wants to have another child, but you already got three kids and you don't want to have any more kids.
You know, it's funny you ask that. I'm sorry to interrupt you. It's funny you ask that because
mm-hmm.
I only have one child. I have a daughter.
Mm-hmm.
But when I'm dating someone, if I see that it may be progressing further or whatever, I let them know up front, listen, I'm finished. I mean, no more kids here. I have my daughter. I don't plan to have any more children. I think if you feel like that, you got to put it out there, you know, early. Don't
right.
wait till you get married. You know, that's disastrous. You let them know ahead of time. You have to be honest. And that's why I guess one of the prerequisites I have when I date a man, he has to have a child already.
Right.
I don't
and you know
really
the funny part about that, though, you
can.
But the funny part about that, though, Marva, to me, is the fact that you have people that will do and say anything just to keep their relationship going at that particular point in time.
Mm-hmm.
They may not say, I want kids. They may not, you know, so they might be like, yeah, I like kids. Da, 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 da. But when it gets mm-hmm. down to it, they really don't want kids.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
but I mean, it's just I think it's a lot of not being honest with yourself and not just being honest with that other person. I mean, that's a part of being selfish, in my opinion.
Right, but think about it. You can't be honest with someone else if you're not honest with yourself.
Right, yeah. Right, exactly.
You
exactly.
know,
you have to know what you want.
That's right, and you mm-hmm. cannot be afraid to let that person know. If they are special to you and they mean something to you.
Most definitely. Well, Marvin, we appreciate you for calling me. You stay on the line with us. We want to talk to you before the end of the show if you have time. We got another
okay.
caller we're going to go ahead and get to.
No problem.
All right. Al?
Okay.
All right. You're back live on Middle Men Show.
Would that be me?
Yes, sir. What's up,
Nick? Okay. Three quick things. One, relationships are definitely about compromise. I think where people get messed up is they confuse compromise with sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
You shouldn't have to sacrifice a part of yourself. That's not what it's about. It's supposed to be about two people who come together, you know, and hopefully in the future to form one. So it's not about
right.
sacrificing a part of yourself. It is about compromise. And I think the people that aren't willing to compromise are the most selfish ones.
Right.
In reference to the statement that was just made about, you know, seeing someone who has a child already. Like, as y'all know, I don't have any children.
Right.
And there is a young lady right now I've been kind of seeing, she has a 4-year-old daughter, mm-hmm. and she's expressed to me that she doesn't want any more kids.
Right.
Oof. In my opinion, and it really kind of gets to me, because I really care about her a lot. But it kind of gets to me because it's like, one of the things that I was always told when you were a kid was, you know, if you ever want to hear God laugh, tell him your plan for what you're going to do. You know, it's not in your plan. We're on this earth. It says be fruitful and multiply. And I'm not saying that you should just go in and just have 10 or 12 kids, but what I'm saying is you may very well be blocking your blessing and blocking Mr. Rice simply because of something saying, oh, you don't want to have kids. You never know. You know, now, people have different reasons. They might be, well, I struggled financially with my first child, so I don't have to go through that again. But you never know what the future holds. You never really know. And I think that's a
good
way of blocking your blessing.
Good comment.
And y'all finna stop attacking Jen. I'm going to say that right now, because y'all got going kind of hard. Maybe I've been gone too long, but y'all been going kind of hard. So we're going to stop attacking.
Nah, man, we're going to defend them when it's time to defend them now. We're going to hear everybody indignant now.
I'm talking about your boy a little earlier now, guys. Hold on now.
Yeah, we gonna talk to him. We gonna talk to him.
Yeah, most definitely. Uh-huh. We appreciate the comment, Nick. We got another person we want to comment as well.
Okay.
On the line. You're not live on the Middleman Show.
Yes, you.
Hi.
Hey. Hello.
Hey, Jen.
Hey, Tanika.
I just wanted to comment. First of all, y'all believe Jen alone. And secondly, about the kid thing, it's just taking that to my own situation where I had a very good relationship. I have a son. He has a daughter. And I like to say I'm fit. And I didn't look for any more children, but he did. So the question arises in our relationship, am I being selfish? Because I don't want to untie my tubes and have a baby with him. So that really made me think a lot listening to you guys. But I don't know. I think I'm going to have to be selfish on this one because it goes way deeper. So is it a sacrifice or just, like the guy was saying, I'm just really not sure. So I think that
And then, Tamika, I have another question for you. Before you came on, we had a caller that said that, you know, he kind of said I was being off the wall because I said, you have to protect your investment. What do you think about that? If you invest in someone, don't you think that you have to protect your investment?
Oh, definitely. I think so. I don't know. I just think that if you put so much time and effort in something and you don't see anything growing and growing from it, then it's time to back out. So if it's not what's making you happy, it's time to go, regardless if you're being selfish or not. I guess at the end of the day, you have to just think about yourself.
Right. I agree.
Well, I won't rebuke that, and I won't dispute that. Tamika, it's been good to hear from you again. We haven't heard from you
Thank
in
you.
God knows how long. We ask about you all the time.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling back in.
Tell your boy, this is one of his topics that we would really appreciate him calling in.
Okay.
Oh, Lord. Ooh, right. Don't you start nothing on our. Mm-mm, don't do that.
Let's move into the last question of the day, and which is spending too much time with your friends instead of your partner selfish?
Ooh. Hey, you know what? When I was younger, I may have disagreed with that,
mm-hmm.
but as I've gotten older, I mean, time with your family, man. If you don't spend time with your family, man, you know, you can lose out a lot, man, because, I mean, I had a dream of doing certain aspects in the music industry when I was younger, and I spent a lot of time on the road, spent a lot of time just dealing with different people and stuff, not enough time at home, man. And, you know, you look back on it, you reflect on it, man, you be like, dang, I could have, you know, spent more time with my kid and my wife or whatnot back in the day. But,
right.
you know, you look at it now, man, I'm like, man, I'd rather spend time at the crib than out there running up behind everybody. Because, I mean, they
right,
going to be where they at, but my family, that's for me. That's here.
Right. Especially if you're trying to build something with somebody, you know.
True.
If you're out doing this and that and not focusing on what's going on at home, yes, that is selfish.
Most definitely.
One, you know, you're missing out on those highlights of your life. Because, I mean, when you leave the house and do all those other things and you look back on your history, it's going to be a blur. You know, nothing's going to stand out. You know, you may miss out on your dad, you know, shooting a free throw for the first time and making, you know, something as small as that.
That first step.
You know, that you miss out on. Most of them. So we're going to go into our one of our callers. Charlie, get back on the line with us. I know you have a comment on this.
Hello?
Hey, what's up, Charlie?
Yeah.
You back on what?
Oh, I'm back. I'm sorry. I didn't know. I was...
Oh, we thought maybe you had a comment.
No, you told me to stay on the line, so I was staying on the line. But
oh, okay. That's why we, you know, we thought maybe you had more to your comment.
No,
but...
I believe I want to get back to the guy that's been getting on Jen. I believe dudes like Jen, man.
You got a radio stalker.
I think he like you.
You got a stalker.
I think so too. He might be.
Yep.
Just, I need to watch my fish page. I don't know if you. I mean my page. I be making offers about me and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they used to say a long time ago, the ones that pick on you, to be the ones that like you, though.
Yeah.
Hey. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think dude like you. I think he really likes you. Really had a crush on you.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna take it personal, boy.
Most definitely.
I'm flattered.
Most definitely. Well, Charlie, Charlie, man, we appreciate you for your kindness, your enlightenment, the whole nine, man. We're gonna go ahead and dip into our third song of the day.
That's right.
And as far as being selfish in a relationship. If you continue to be selfish and you are in a relationship and you married, this third song is dedicated to you. I don't have to make any type of announcement for this song, because when you hear this, you know what it is. Blog Talk Radio, the middleman. Don't get the paper signed on you.
Can't believe the words to her, I just said. But who the hell are you? It's like dogs at 6 in the morning. I know it's gonna be some more shit tonight. Oh, our past is calling, telling me I done went too far. And I'm sitting around town and my friends can't recognize me. Cause I took a chance on love.
You all know who. You all know who. It seems like every song he on, it's like he's crying to me. I mean, I don't know. I don't like Usher no more. I'm sorry.
Man, stop hating on
him. I see him at Walmart. I wouldn't even like.
Stop hating on Urshel.
I mean, just don't like Urshel no more.
That man had to get them papers signed.
He made some bad decisions, man. I wouldn't have made the chick in the first place.
Now, I believe she had some little freaky photos of him doing something wrong somewhere.
I think so. She got some dirt on him. She got some dirt on him somewhere. Most definitely. She got some dirt on him. So yeah, but let's bring back in Miss Colors of Class herself, Marva. Marva, let everybody know about the show and when's the next show and what is it about.
Okay, thank you. Colors of Class, we're on Blog Talk Radio every Thursday evening, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And this coming Thursday, which is December 10th, we're going to have Mr. Arthur Kane as a guest on our show. As I stated before, I came across Kane on Facebook because he had written a passionate letter to Tom Joyner about the state of Mississippi. And right now, what I have learned from him, Mississippi has one of the highest rates of HIV/AIDS amongst its young people. Teenagers have one of the highest rates of STDs in the state of Mississippi. Plus, they are going through something now in which schools may possibly be closed in Mississippi, and in particular, also mergers of HBCUs, which may even mean the possible elimination of them in Mississippi.
Oh, yeah. We fight
that. Yes, so he's going to be on our show this Thursday evening, December 10th, 9 p.m.
Everyone, right. Make sure you go check out Colors of Class. It's on Blog Talk Radio. Make sure you go, man, she has a wonderful show. And say Mississippi for me again. Y'all say it's so funny.
What?
Say Mississippi again. Y'all say it's so funny.
Mississippi.
Oh.
Okay now. All right
okay.
Now.
I'll just. All right. We appreciate you calling. Y'all make sure y'all tune in to this show this Thursday. What time again?
9 p.m. Eastern time.
Yes, sir. Make sure y'all do that. And, hey, support everybody on Blog Talk, you know?
That's right.
Yes, that's right. Thank you so much. You all have a good evening.
All right.
And you all too, right. Jen.
Okay.
Yeah.
You too.
We're
going
to send Jen
in.
Over there with you one show so, you know what I'm saying, she can see what it is not to get beat up at least one weekend. Or
fast.
It's all
these men. It's all these men.
I know. It's unfair. It's unfair.
All
right, so have a good night.
All right, you too now.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Wow. Good showman.
That's right.
That's
business.
Right. Hey, to everyone out there in the chat board, everybody out there on Facebook, on Yahoo, just you got it in your head. Thank you for calling in this Sunday. Thank you for listening to us another Sunday. Thank you for taking that time out to check us out. Please spread the word. Tamika, Dane, everybody that's been supporting us since we started this, appreciate you. Bug Boy, number one fan, hey, man, appreciate you, too. You're going to leave Jen alone. We told you this, buddy.
That's right. Nick and Charlie as well, we definitely appreciate you all's comments, and y'all continue listening to us as well. And to everybody else, in any form of media, we are the middlemen. Go to our website, wearethemiddlemen.ning.com. Get your profile so you can see updates on what we are doing. So,
yep.
Pretty soon, middlemen will be coming to y'all town in the future.
Yes,
y'all
sir.
Be looking out for that.
BlogTalkRadio.com/the middlemen. Make sure you get your profile. Add us as your favorite.
Yes, sir.
Hey, oh. Nick, man, you missed us last week. Man, we had a good show. Nick helped us put the show together. He went in there. I told y'all, Nick is in the Clark County Jail. he called us from the payphone right next to the cell. I'm just playing.
I know. Hey, Nick, make sure you hold on at the end of the show. We're going to call you after the show, man. Talk about some stuff. So, but we're about to take it on out, Pete.
Beat Chris, shout it. Now I ain't sure what you was tuning in to. We'll pay attention to the real talk. What we here for, so take a listen time out. Take a minute, shout it and learn some. Put your mind to grind the world, you destined to earn some. Linda, yeah, comment on what you hear. Let's figure out the master plan to put this thing in gear. Don't matter if you hood or you corporate. Don't guess you got a will to do way better than you were doing. Well, then you fortunate. Take a stand, stop complaining. complaining about what you ain't got, hating on the next man, cause he was dying to wreck shop. Every Sunday, tune in, go live, 6 p.m., blogtalkradio.com, the middle me. Hey, what's happening, the middle me? Hey, what's happening, the middle me? Hey, what's happening, blogtalkradio.com, the middle me.
Yes, sir. Another one down.
Write this show down in history, because Al played the song that I suggested.
What?
Yeah, Al played the song that I suggested. This,
hey,
this goes down in history.
We had to, you know, had to be nice every once in a while.
Every once in a while. Every once
hey,
in a while.
Y'all ain't hear that new beat in the background, did you?
Yeah. Gangsta Love. Snoop Dogg.
Hey, go pick that album up when it comes out. It's going to be hot. That's another Mississippian. Hey, I got somebody that want to say something before the show ends. You want to give everybody a what's happening.
Hey, what's up?
He didn't want to get on the mic. Do it again.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the next Michael Bazin. I'm just playing. The next KT. Junior, baby. Hey, man, it's another one up, man. Great show, man. Y'all make sure y'all tune in next week. We're going to be doing a show dolo. Al is going to be not on the show. So if you want to be a guest host,
y'all
hit us up.
At, me on the show, too.
Hey, man, you ain't there, you fair game.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
Hey, look, if you want to be a guest host for the show, hit us up at wearethemiddlemen@gmail.com. wearethemiddlemen@gmail.com. You got a subject you want us to talk about and discuss. Hey, we're not experts on everything that we talk about, but we do what we do.
That's right.
And another one up, another one down. Appreciate everybody. Keep jamming with the middlemen, and we are out. Hey, Bug won't come to see you. Nah, nigga.